Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building a Brake Lab warehouse intro in Ableton Live 12, and we're doing it the advanced way, not just making an opening section, but making a proper DJ tool that feels dark, controlled, and ready to mix. Think of the intro as a cueing surface, not just a scene setter. In drum and bass, especially if you're aiming for darker rollers or jungle-leaning energy, the intro has to do a few jobs at once. It needs to lock to the grid so a DJ can beat match cleanly. It needs to leave enough space for another track to sit on top of it. And it needs to build tension without giving away the drop too early. That balance is the whole game. We're aiming for a warehouse feeling here. Cold concrete, distant machinery, filtered brake dust, a hint of sub-pressure, and just enough movement to keep the ear locked in. Not empty, controlled. That's the vibe. First thing. Decide your architecture before you start sound designing. Don't just let the arrangement happen by accident. Choose 16 bars if you want a tighter, more functional DJ intro. Choose 32 bars if you want more atmosphere and a longer tension build. For this style, I like thinking in 4-bar blocks right away. Put locators at the major phrase points so your structure is obvious from the start. In a club context, that phrasing matters more than people think. DJs feel it instantly, even if they don't consciously analyze it. Now let's build the core drum idea. Start with a real break or a break source you like, then chop it into something playable. You can slice it to a new MIDI track for fast control, or manually edit the audio if you want more surgical timing. The goal is not a loop that just repeats. The goal is a Brake Lab texture that feels programmed but still alive. Here's the mindset. The break should carry the narrative. In the opening bars, keep it sparse. Use ghost hits, fragments, and little bits of motion. Let the first 4 bars feel almost restrained, like the room is still powering up. Then by bars 5 to 8, bring in a more obvious snare ghost or kick accent. By bars 9 to 16, let the break start speaking more clearly, but still don't fully open the floodgates. Save the big payoff for the drop. A really useful move here is to make the break feel human without making it sloppy. If it's too rigid, it sounds programmed and flat. If it's too loose, the intro loses its DJ utility. So use groove with care. A swing-heavy groove can give the intro some life, but keep it subtle. You want that MPC-style movement without drifting off the grid. Now route all of your drum elements into a drum group. This is where the intro starts to feel like a single instrument instead of a pile of clips. On that group, use EQ to clean up any unnecessary sub-rumble. Then add drum bus for weight and glue. A little drive can go a long way. You want density, not mush. If the transients disappear, you've gone too far. This is also a good place for parallel weight. Duplicate the drum energy into a second layer or return, saturate it harder, and blend it in quietly underneath. That gives the break more body and more presence, without flattening the main transient shape. It's especially effective for jungle-influenced textures where you want the drums to feel worn in, gritty, and physical. Next, add a sub-hint, not a full bassline. Just enough low-end identity to make the intro feel connected to the drop. This is a really important distinction. If the full bass arrives too early, you lose impact. But if there is no low-end suggestion at all, the intro can feel disconnected. You can build this with operator, wave eatable, or even a resampled bass tone from the drop. Keep it filtered down. Keep it short. A two-note motif, a single pedal tone, or a few sparse low pulses is enough. The point is to suggest weight, not reveal the whole weapon. Use a low-pass filter. Keep resonance under control, and automate the opening gradually across the phrase. Even a tiny opening over 8 or 16 bars can make the whole section feel like it's breathing. Now we build the warehouse space. This is where stock Ableton tools really shine. Use short metallic reflections, room tone, filtered noise, or a carefully resampled tail to create that industrial environment. Hybrid reverb is great for this. So is echo, especially if you keep the repeats controlled and filtered. Erosion can add a gritty air layer without making things obvious. Corpus can turn a tiny hit into a resonant clang that sounds like it belongs in an old loading bay. A good rule here is to layer only a few atmospheric elements, not 10. If everything is always on, the intro loses its scale. Let things appear and disappear. A 1-bar texture hit here, a metallic accent there, a reverse tail before the next phrase. That kind of contrast is what makes the room feel real. And here is a very important coach note. Treat the intro like something another track should be able to sit on top of. That means you should keep the low end centered and controlled, and avoid going too wide too early. Wide highs are fine in moderation, but the intro needs to stay mix-friendly. If you check it in mono and it falls apart, it's probably too effect-heavy. Now let's talk about automation, because this is where the intro stops beating a loop and starts becoming an arrangement. Your job is to create a tension arc. That can mean slowly opening the filter on the break or atmosphere, increasing the wet level on a reverb tail, slightly pushing an echo throw at the end of a phrase, or even automating a tiny drop in gain before the next section comes back and harder. You're telling a story of pressure building in the room. A strong warehouse intro usually works in 4-bar or 8-bar sentences. For example, bars 1 to 4 can be filtered and sparse. Bars 5 to 8 can add ghost drums and a little more room motion. Bars 9 to 12 can introduce the sub hint and maybe a signature metallic hit. Bars 13 to 16 can bring in a fill, a reverse swell, or a brief pause before the drop. That last part matters a lot. Don't just stack more and more elements. Sometimes the most powerful move is to strip everything back for half a bar and let the next hit feel enormous. That's the real advanced trick here. Negative space is rhythm too. A near-empty bar can make the next drum hit slam much harder than another fill ever could. So don't be afraid to leave a hole on purpose. If you want the intro to feel more live, try flipping the break logic every 4 bars. Move a ghost hit earlier, mute a kick answer, or swap the snare placement slightly. That way, the section keeps evolving without needing extra layers. It sounds intentional, not looped. Now for transition tools. Keep them functional. In darker drum and bass, you usually don't need giant cinematic risers. A reversed break tail, a noise burst through a filter, a quick beat repeat stutter, or a clipped impact can do the job much better. The idea is to make the doorway into the drop obvious. The listener should feel the door open, not wonder whether the song has started yet. A really strong method is to build a fake out just before the drop. Trip it back for a beat or a bar, let one texture hit hang in the air, then bring the full drum field back on the next phrase. That contrast makes the drop feel much bigger without adding more sounds. It's simple, but it hits hard. Also, don't forget the low volume test. This is one of the best reality checks you can do. If the intro still reads clearly when played quietly, the groove and phrasing are probably strong enough for a club system. If it only works loud, the arrangement may be depending too much on raw energy instead of structure. A few common mistakes to avoid. Don't make the intro busy right away. Don't let the full bass line show up before the drop. Don't widen everything to the edges. Don't let reverb cloud the groove. And don't lose the phrase structure. In DJ tool music, clarity wins. The intro has to be usable first and cool second. One of the best advanced habits is to resample as you go. Bounce a processed break section, re-import it, and chop it again. That gives you accidental texture and makes the intro feel like it was made, not assembled from loops. The same goes for metal hits, reverb tails, and little transition sounds. If something feels good, print it, chop it, and use it as a new source. And if you want a quick practice challenge, build a 16-bar sketch with no more than 6 active layers, 1 break source, 1 sub hint, 1 atmospheric layer, 1 metallic accent, 1 transition effect, and maybe 1 supporting texture. That constraint forces every sound to earn its place. Very often, the best warehouse intros are the ones with the least clutter. So the big picture is this. A great warehouse intro in Ableton Live 12 is about function, tension, and control. You want a chopped break core, a hinted bass identity, a believable room, and a clean phrase structure that DJs can trust. Keep the low end disciplined, make the atmosphere feel intentional, and use automation to tell the story. If you do that, your intro won't just sound dark, it'll feel like a proper opening statement. All right, let's move on and build it bar by bar.